the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Coach's Conversation here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. We go live to Eagleville High School this morning, where Joey Reed is taking care of all the junior pro out there as we talk Eagleville boys basketball. Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. How are things going out there at the gym?
It's going great. We've got about 640 kids playing basketball today throughout the county in our Rutherford County Junior Pro League. And anytime you get that many kids playing basketball, it's not a bad day.
Yeah, that's true. You like to keep kids in the gym, and you get to see some of that future talent coming down the road, I guess.
Well, we get to make relationships with the kids, and we get to see the kids from throughout the county. And it's like the old elementary league. I've always said that my team was better when we had to play everybody in Rutherford County, and we kind of went away from that. And I like to have this league back because we're kind of getting back to that point a little bit.
You know, it's very important that kids, what I think is very unique about Eagleville is these kids can grow up and they can see the maroon and white and they want to play. They have a desire to play on the high school level for your team. That's got to be a really good feeling and a really, really good position to be in.
Well, I'll tell you, the great thing about it this year for the first time is the seniors that I have this year, I have seven seniors. And these seven seniors were kindergartners when I came to Eagleville. So there's not many coaches in this state that can say that. And it's one of the most special things about being at Eagleville and coaching at Eagleville is that relationship that we've built with these kids.
It also means you're getting older, Joey.
I'm okay with that. Maybe I'm getting a little more wise.
There you go. That's the positive spin on that. So far this year, let's talk about some of the games. It's kind of been a bit of a roller coaster ride for you all. You've had some games where you played really well, and then some games where I know that you're kind of disappointed in the way you played.
Well, the big thing that we've not done yet this year is we've not put the team together one time. John Posada was out. He had his tonsils out as soon as football season was over. And so he's missed some games, and then Ben recently got hurt, and Ben's missing games. So we've yet to put everybody on the floor at one time. And until we get to that point where we can play all seven seniors at one time, we're going to ride a roller coaster. It's one of those things where we're just trying to limp through November and December and get to January when we think we'll completely be healthy again.
Well, you know, one thing about your district as well, you have to play so many district games early. You don't really get the chance to kind of test the waters outside of the district a whole lot. And that also creates another situation where what happens before January sometimes is affects you down the road in terms of seeding and stuff for the district tournament. You want to win as many as you can, I know, but you always have a different team January and February.
Well, especially with how successful our football team has been the past 2 years, we've said it, that playing these early district games, we're at a disadvantage because we get our football players, and the next week we're playing the district basketball game. And yeah. One of the things that Chris and I have talked about, what we want to push, is to push that district schedule back a couple of weeks, especially next year when we lose Cascade and we're down to seven teams. It's going to be a lot easier to push those games back a little bit. So the football guys got a little more time to get in basketball shape and get healthy and get where we're supposed to be. Andrew Jernigan and John Posada both, I think this week would be the first week that I would say that they're close to 100%. And that's since football, and we've already played three district games. So I would like to push it back a little further to give those guys time to recover.
Sure. I mean, it's one of those things a lot of people don't really realize on the level of that you play. It's the fact that you've got these kids playing multiple sports, and football is such a physical game in terms of what it takes out of your body. It takes a while to get into basketball shape and get through some injuries that you suffered and played through in football.
Well, especially for Andrew and John and Chris Hale, yeah. They play both sides of the ball in football. So Andrew's out there almost every snap. And a lot of the bigger schools don't really have that, where kids can specialize in one area. and Andrew's out there playing both ways, John's playing both ways, Chris is playing both ways, and so when they come in to basketball, they're beat up, and that's not a bad thing that they're so successful in football, but it just takes them a while to recover and get where they're supposed to be. The last two games, John Posada has played really good basketball, and I think he's getting to where he needs to be. He's over the tonsils. The tonsils actually gave his body time to recover because he got to rest and wasn't practicing at all. And I think it gave him some time to recover, which is good. I wish I could give him all that much time to recover. And I think the last two games have really showed what John's capable of.
Joey Reed is our guest. He is the Eagleville boys basketball coach at Eagleville this morning because of the situation with all the junior pro going on, and he's got some duties out there. So we're glad to have him joining us here this morning. Coach, traveling to Huntland is always a tough thing to do, and that was one of your more recent district games. Dropped a tough one down there, but came back, bounced back with a win at Community. You've kind of been on the road here of late.
Well, we like having those Huntland trips early in the year. And yeah. We went down to Huntland, and Ben got injured in the second quarter, and it kind of frazzled us a little bit because Ben's always been our mainstay. He's always been the focus of our team, and he went down, and it took the guys a little while to react. And once they reacted, we got going, and we gave ourselves three shots at the end of the game to win it, and we gave ourselves one shot to send it into overtime, and the shots didn't drop. But it also gave those guys a lot of confidence. My seniors are really stepping up and playing good basketball. Bo Tollett, Josh McCrary, who didn't get a lot of recognition last year, they're starting to get recognition now, and Jason Hawks is doing a tremendous job playing on the boards, and he's undersized. These seniors, in that second half against Huntland, it's kind of like the light went on in their head and said, it's time for us to play. And then last night at Community, it carried forward into that first quarter, and we came out and we really fired on all cylinders last night.
Well, that was a nice win versus Community. I have you at 5-6 and 1-2 in the district, is that right?
Yes.
All right, and you got some more district basketball coming up this week, and that's one thing that you have to deal with. It's really tough, but you've got Fayetteville and Forest. At least they're both at home, but playing right before Christmas, you still have two more district games, and you want to try to take care of business coming up here this week.
Well, we're hoping to get Ben back on Tuesday, and if Ben's back on Tuesday, it'll be the first time this year that all guys are healthy and ready to play basketball. And then we'll play Tuesday and Friday, and then we're going to take a good little break for Christmas, which we all need, and then we'll get right back into the routine. We're not playing in a classic this year. We're not playing in a tournament. We're going to take some time off of a Christmas break this year and let the guys be with their families, and then we'll jump right back into the district play in January. Hopefully 100%.
Well, I know Fayetteville – yeah, well, that'll be nice to be 100% healthy, and hopefully you can get everybody back this week. The Fayetteville Tigers, kind of new to the district, obviously, but very competitive basketball team. And Forrest, it's a tough week of district play for you all, and if you play well and pick up a couple of wins here, that will go a long way in the district race.
Well, Fayetteville is new. All those guys are juniors now, and they're the most athletic team in our district, and they run, they shoot, they play really, they're playing really good basketball right now. And then Forrest, they're our biggest rival, so when you go to Forrest and Forrest comes to us, you can throw everything else out the window. It's going to be a battle. It's not who's played who well, who's doing what well. It just turns into a really good basketball battle. It's one of those atmospheres that people look for in single A basketball because it is so heated. And we're so close to each other, and we've had such a great rivalry over the years. It's one of those games that everybody in Eagleville gets up for, and everybody in Eagleville talks about, and everybody in Forest talks about, and both communities show up at both games, and it's a really good crowd.
Well, who do you think this year in 9A are the teams to beat, and where do you figure the Eagleville Eagles in the mix here?
I think District 9A this year, it's whoever comes ready to play that night. I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite. I don't think there's a clear-cut underdog. I think 1-8, anybody can win it. Everybody's got talent. Everybody's got shooters. Everybody can play. If you don't show up in District 9A, you're going to go home with a loss. it's that balanced.
Well, I know it's very competitive. It's always been that way, really, though, Joey. I mean, it's not really much different than it has been in the past, and your Eagles are there in the mix along with everybody else.
Well, I've said it for years, and all my years coaching at Eagleville as the head coach, the number one seed has never won our tournament. And I don't see it happening again this year. I think the 8 seed could win our tournament this year. That's how balanced this district is.
Well, that's kind of what happened last year with Middle Tennessee Christian School. They got a little hot and rode that right on to the sectional, which could easily happen to anybody here in the district this year.
It could easily happen to anybody in the district, and I think our district has done a great job this year of scheduling teams that from the other region and teams that we could possibly face in sub-state. I know we've played Richland, we've played Summertown, Forest has went and played Collinwood, and Fayetteville's played those guys. And everybody in our district, we're trying to get that balance and get that mix to get outside and play some other teams, because it is so hard for us to get games with other teams because our district starts so early and we have to play so many games. And working with other teams' schedules, it's hard to get those games. But I think our district has done a great job of scheduling those games and scheduling around those games so we can see where we stand in the state, in our area, and see if we can make a run at it when it comes tournament time. And that's really what it's about. It's a long-distance run, and right now we might be limping a little bit on run, but hopefully by February we'll be sprinting.
Joey Reed joining us here as we talk about Eagleville basketball. I did have a schedule that showed you playing Tullahoma on the 29th. Is that game still being played?
That game is being played at Eagleville on the 29th.
Okay, so you got one basketball game over the holiday, which will be good, but a chance to rest up and get into district play once again in January. And Joey, we'll catch you down the road, hopefully get you out here to get some breakfast here at the Cedar Bucket sometime soon.
Well, Junior Pro, it's winding down, so I'll be more available in the weeks to come.
Sounds like a plan. Go out and get a couple of wins this week and enjoy your Christmas, my man.
You too. Thank you for having us.
All right. That is Joey Reed joining us here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. John and I are going to come back and run down the Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard in just a moment, and then we'll have some Laverne conversation with a guy dressed in orange. I'm not sure who he is. It may be Butch Jones. I'm not sure. We'll be right back.